There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Tuesday, May 22nd edition. We have a loaded 15-game slate on tap here with some good pitching options and some bats to play with. We have some interesting weather to look at. Let's get over your totals real quick. By the way, Juan Soto, everybody. Welcome to the bigs, Juan Soto. My goodness, that kid. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Your weather, or your totals first. Braves, Phillies, 8.5. Indians, Cubs, waiting on that one because it's in Wrigley. Padres, Nationals, 8. Angels, Blue Jays, 8.5. Red Sox, Rays, 7. Marlins, Mets, 7.5. Pirates, Reds, 9. D-backs, Brewers, 8.5. Yankees, Rangers, 9.5. Orioles, White Sox, 9. Tigers, Twins, 9. Giants, Astros, 8. Royals, Cardinals, 8.5. Mariners, A's, 8.5. Rockies, Dodgers, waiting on that one because we believe it's going to be Brock Stewart, but it's not 100% in the air yet, so that's what we're going with at this very moment. But as you can tell, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, totals of 9 or above, some 8.5s, and then some others. So a lot to go with on this slate. Weather-wise, in the northeast area, Atlanta at Philly, San Diego, Washington, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, all have pretty good chances of rain, and then it dies off a couple hours after the game's supposed to start, so maybe late starts there, or it just misses completely, so keep a watch on that one, but it could be interesting. When you look at Miami and the Mets, you got about 25% chances of rain there. New York and Texas, about 15%, and then the wind's blowing out in Oakland between the Mariners and the A's at 16 miles an hour. Rain comes in there, should be after game time, but just something to keep in mind as you get going there. So, yeah, we have some interesting weather to keep in mind on this slate. Looks like they can play most games if they really want to, but it's going to be interesting. Let's get into the pitching on this 15-game slate. There are 30 pitchers in play. I got 10 of them for you to keep a look at. Obviously, some we like a lot more than others. There's three over $11,000. We like two of them. Chris Sale, $13,100 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Sale's looked a lot better of late. Still, he's giving up those runs. He's not like throwing the shutouts like we're used to. But he's still striking out over like 36% of the batters he's facing. Absolutely filthy. That'll make up for it. He's getting 25-plus points on most starts. He's a minus 190 favorite at Tampa Bay on the road. A Tampa Bay team that strikes out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Tampa has the second lowest total at 2.8. Lefties 277. Righties 259. Zero problems with Chris Sale. I figure I don't have to go too deep into that one. Next one I won't go too deep into either. Gerrit Cole at $12,900 is outstanding. He's my top play on the board. It goes Cole, then Sale at their price points. But 12-9 for Cole. Giants team strikes out over 25% of the time versus righties. Top five in baseball in K-rate this season. Again, certain, you know, quote-unquote DFS touts. Remember, look at those statistical informations and tell me the Giants don't strike out. Please tell me that. Please. I love hearing that information. But Gerrit Cole, yeah, he strikes out 27% that he faces. Everything has been outstanding with Gerrit Cole. He's at home against the Giants team. Again, 25% K rate. Lowest team total at 255. Lefties 207. Righties 296 versus Cole. So, plain and simple. Cole, Sale, both very outstanding options. Shouldn't have to go too deep into these two. I like Cole a little more than Sale. Cole's a minus 280 home favorite. He's going up against Andrew Suarez, who should, on paper, get hit around a little bit tonight. So, Cole, then Sale for me. Now it gets a little interesting. I love Trevor Bauer. I'm not going to use him in Wrigley, but if you feel like it, knock yourself out. No J.A. Happ, no Cole Hamels for me today. But we drop into the 8K range, and you got guys like, you got some very interesting choices here. I got five guys in the 7s and 8Ks to talk about here. We got Luke Weaver at $8,500 at home against the Kansas City Royals. We talked about it a few weeks ago on the Around the Bases pod. We had STL Cup of Joe on. Weaver's pitch mix was a little messy, and he's getting it worked on and getting it going. And his last two starts have shown up 20.3 and 22.8 DraftKings points. His last start out, 7 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks against the Philadelphia Phillies. Getting more ground balls and fly balls is always something we really enjoy. K rate starting to slowly creep back up. It isn't like the safest of safe places because Weaver, you know, it is two starts. It's something definitely good to look at. Kansas City only strikes out 17% of the time to Weaver's 25% K rate. But he's got a 47% ground ball. The hard contact is very, very low. So if definitely things to look at and like while you're there. We saw Miles Mikolas throw a complete game shutout last night, and he got a bunch of Ks on Kansas City. So on paper, Weaver has better K stuff than Mikolas. So keep that in mind. Kansas City has the fourth lowest total at 344. Lefty's 339, righty's 274. And they have a horrible ISO of 125 versus right-handed pitching. So Luke Weaver at $8,500. He's not the flashiest name on the page tonight, so ownership should be low on him. And he could make for a very nice play. Next up at $8,000. Yes, $8,000. This is going to be so low-owned. It should be so low-owned. I love it. Jeremy Hellickson. Yes, $8,000 for Jeremy Hellickson. He's been really good since coming back. He's averaging 16 points a game. His last three games, 16-9 at Arizona, 33.8 against the San Diego Padres, and 19 against Pittsburgh. Against the Padres, 6 2/3, 2 hits, no earned, 8 Ks. In his last three starts, those ones where he got 16-9, 33-8, and 19, he pitched 17 1/3 innings, 1 earned run, 17 strikeouts in his last three starts. So definitely something's working for him. Good matchup against the Padres, a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time. He's a minus 185 home favorite. There's a lot to like here about Hellickson. There's also a lot to be scared about because, yes, it is Jeremy Hellickson. I get it. Padres have the third lowest total on the slate at 3-3. Lefty's 316. Righty's only 261. The Padres are an abomination against right-handed pitching. A wOBA of 284 and an ISO of 121. If Hellickson got lit up, would you be shocked? No. Not at all. It's Jeremy Hellickson. You're waiting for this other shoe to drop. At the same time, it's not season long where you have to like sit there and cringe every time. It's DFS, and that's the beauty of picking and choosing when you use them. It's a phenomenal matchup. We love targeting the Padres. It doesn't work all the time, but it works way more than it doesn't. And ownership should be extremely low with Hellickson. Again, low team total, high strikeout rate, $8,000. Could be a very interesting play tonight. After Jeremy Hellickson, we got our boy Garrett Richards, $7,800. Still not getting quite. He got a price bump. Still not quite the price I expect from him. He's a little better on the road than at home this year, DraftKings wise. Coming off 20.8 points against the Houston Astros, he's been really good this year. A little, you know, up and down his last couple starts, but as a whole, not too shabby. Toronto striking out 24% of the time versus righties. Richards has that 26% K rate and a 55% ground ball rate. So tons to like when you look at him right there. They have a 4.3 total, about middle of the pack, a little below middle of the pack tonight. Lefty's 270, righty's 352. They've just been, Toronto's been a mess of late, and Richards could really exploit this lineup. I don't mind him at all. That $7,800 price tag gives you some big-time upside in that matchup. Another guy to look at is Kevin Gausman at $7,600 at the Chicago White Sox. Yes, Gausman can be very tilting at times. There's no sugarcoating that at all. His last few starts have been good outside of his last one at Boston. We'll let that as a pass because it was Boston. But against Tampa Bay, 21-9 at Oakland, 29-9 Detroit, 18 Cleveland, 25. He had a 12-1 at Detroit and a 20.1 against Toronto. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight starts before the last one where he essentially had 18 or more points in all of them. So a lot to like there with Gausman. The 76 seems he might be starting to slowly figure it out. A White Sox team that strikes out over 23% of the time. So you definitely got to look into him at $7,600. They have a team total of 4.33, just about the same as the Blue Jays. Lefty's 308, righty's 344. We know the White Sox can pop off from time to time. There's no high of that. Good matchup, though, at $7,600 with K upside for Gausman. Last but not least here, a guy I do like quite a bit tonight is Trevor Cahill at $7,400 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Yeah, wind's blowing out to left. Cahill's in a very good spot, though. Good pitcher's ballpark against the Seattle team. It's not very good at baseball. Cahill got beat up at Boston to get a Trindle C. But other than that, Baltimore, Houston, Texas, he's pitched really, really well overall this year. He gives up a couple runs every start. Yeah, he definitely does that, but he will strike out some. Seattle strikes out 20% that he faces. Cahill strikes out 24% with a 57% ground ball rate. Things that definitely appreciate there. And they have a 3.85 team total. It's sixth lowest on the slate. Lefty's 264, righty's 344. So Cahill at 74, definitely a guy I'd be targeting tonight. So in your 8 and 7K range, I got Richards 1, Cahill 2, Gossman 3, Weaver 4, Hellickson 5. Just all depends on your risk, your ownership, and what else opens up as lineups come out tonight. But a good slew of options there in the middle that you can mix and match with and, you know, go to battle with. I wouldn't be shocked if they paid off pretty well for you. Now going into 6 and 5, basically below 7K range, we got a few to look at here. Jalys Chacín, $6,800 for the Milwaukee Brewers. Chacín's been very, very good. He's been great at home this year, 17.1 DraftKings points. Last three starts, 25-4, 18-4, 16-5. At Arizona, at Colorado, and Pittsburgh. So some good starts there. He had a hiccup at Cincinnati, but he pitched great at Kansas City against Miami. He's been pitching really, really well. His ERA is 3.6 on the year, but it's below 3 like his last 7 starts. We saw how bad Arizona's been playing. Jake Lamb's back, so you got that to worry about. But overall, Arizona's just been a mess. They strike out 26.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 48% ground ball rate to work with. They have a 3.9 team total. It's like 8th lowest on the slate. Again, lefty's 378, righty's 299, a horrible 278 wOBA and horrible ISO of 135 versus right-handed pitching. So there's a lot to like there with Jalys Chacín. He's scary because, yes, he can give up the long ball, but you saw yesterday they had a couple. They scored one in the first and a homer by Jake Lamb later. They only scored 2 runs, and they just scuffling in a big, big way. After Chacín, Caleb Smith, this kid has been just dealing as a strikeout machine. He's $6,400 at the New York Mets. Hiccup his last time out against the Dodgers, but against Atlanta pitched well. And he was on that run at Cincy, against Colorado, at Milwaukee. Just pure filth. Faced the Mets back on April 10th, 5 innings, 3 earned 7 Ks for 15.7. You kind of take that at $6,400. If that's his floor, you'd be happy as a clam. When you look at Caleb Smith, you have a Mets team that strikes out 26.7% against lefties. They are horrific against left-handed pitching. Absolutely horrible. He's striking out 28%. Walks are always an issue with him. He's a fly ball guy. So there's going to be some hiccups, but you're paying $6,400. You let it roll. See how it goes. Mets have a 392 total, same as the D-backs. Lefties batting 300, righties 308. And again, 268 wOBA, 102 ISO are dreadful versus left-handed pitching. The Mets are really, really bad versus left-handed pitching. So Caleb Smith at $6,400 is outstanding. Makes for a great target to match up with Cole or Sale or even one of the middle price guys if you want to have all the bats. But Smith is a great play at $6,400. If he blows up, I can live with it just because the upside with him tonight is tremendous at that price tag. Last one, GPP only. Hear me out on this. It's scary. I don't think I'll have him, but I want to give you an option below 6K. And he's actually pitched okay of late. He's averaging 12 points a game at home. He got 26-9 his last time out, 5-5 prior to that, but it's 16-6, 18-3. So 3 of his last 4, essentially 17 or more points. He's at home against the Baltimore Orioles. He's $5,300, and his name is James Shields. Yes. Yes, I said that. I left that moment of silence there just to let that one sink in for a minute. But you're facing an Orioles team that strikes out 25% of the time versus righties. We saw them yesterday against Hector Santiago, lefty given, and they just it's home run or nothing with these guys these days. Like every once in a while, we saw it in the last series of the series before, they had a couple blow up games where they just went off, and they can do that any day of the week. And hey, James Shields could be that guy. There's no hiding that. But as a whole, they just haven't got it done. They have a 4.7 total, which is like 8th best on the slate. Lefty's 333, righty's 395. But listen to this. A below-average wOBA of 294 versus right-handed pitching for the Orioles. An average ISO of 165. I'm not saying everyone go run and play a big game, James. But for $5,300, you got upside here with James. It's a guy to look at when you're looking at all these other options down below of Matt Harvey, Jake Faria versus Boston, who could put one together too. Matt Cook, Jason Hamill, Brock Stewart, Lance Lynn. The list goes on and on and on. James Shields at $5,300. You could do worse. You really could. So let's recap the pitching down below. I got Caleb Smith 1, Chacin 2, James Shields 3. Overall, up top, Cole 1, Sale 2. In the middle, Richards 1, Cahill 2, Gossman 3, Weaver 4, Hellickson 5. And again, down below, Smith, Chacin, and big game, James. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style draft done in under 5 minutes. So much fun. It's awesome. It's like the old way of drafting. Don't worry about ownership because you're the only one that owns them. Drafts are quick. They pay out the next day if you choose to do so. All shapes and sizes, price points, tons and tons of fun. They have NFL best balls going right now. You got the basketball, hockey, golf, Fort Worth Invitational this week. Go check out the always pressing PGA DFS podcast for that and the other material coming out this week at the Sports Degens. But back to Draft. When you check out and you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. It's a ton of fun. A great way to play fantasy sports. Totally different. And it just mixes it up for you. You know, those stressful DraftKings days when you're worried about ownership and all the other deals. You play Draft. You don't have to worry about any of that. So go check them out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Well, let's go check out your bats on this 15-game slate. And obviously, there are going to be bats for days. You just rock and roll with them. Gary Sanchez against Cole Hamels. Outstanding right-handed bats have just crushed Cole Hamels. He's pitched really bad at home this year. So Sanchez at $4,800 could be well in play for you there. If you want to go to a guy like Yasmani Grandal at 38, I can understand it. I'm not dying to target Chad Bettis, but you could go there. Other than that, you're going to drop down to guys like Francisco Cervelli at 3,500 versus Matt Harvey. If you're fading Gossman, Wellington Castillo at 34 could be in play for you. You drop down maybe an Evan Gattis at 33 versus Suarez for the Giants. Andrew Suarez, the Astros, have the highest total at the moment at 5.45. Lefties 245, but righties 399 off Suarez. So you can definitely pick on him tonight if you feel like it with the bipolar Houston bats where they're all or nothing, it seems like. When you drop down a little farther, excuse me, you have the likes of Wilson Ramos versus Chris Sale at 31. If you want to go GPP different, Ramos crushes lefties, and I believe when we get to BVP, he's done a little bit of damage for Sale, I believe. Mitch Garver at 3,100 for the Twins versus Matt Boyd is definitely in play at $3,100. Right-handed bat, a little bit of pop, good average guy, nothing too crazy. Twins have a 4.96 total, fourth highest on the slate. Righty's hitting 303 off Boyd. Lefty's 248. So Garver at 31 could be a nice cheaper option for you there. Tucker Barnhart at 3K versus Tyon is also in play for you. Jonathan Lucroy, 3K versus Mike Leake. Not the best of plays, but not horrible for price point-wise. Wish he was in a better spot in the order. But what are you going to do about it? A little farther down you go, maybe a Rafi Lopez for San Diego versus Hellickson at 2,600 if you really want to putt the position. And then Martin Maldonado, 25 versus J.A. Happ. I'd probably rather try Rafi Lopez than Maldonado, but both are options. And Bruce Maxwell at $2,300. If he cracks the A's lineup, left-handed bat versus Mike Leake, that could be an ultimate punt there at $2,300. I don't mind it at all. First base, you got Freddie Freeman versus Vinny Velasquez. Velasquez has been good. There's no hiding that. But you got a guy like Freddie Freeman who can hit anybody under the sun. Lefty's 331, righty's 243 off Vinny V. So Freeman at 53, definitely worth a look. Brandon Belt at 46. If you're fading Cole for some reason or you want a one-off, Belt's been just straight fire. National League Player of the Week. But I'm not looking to do that tonight. Anthony Rizzo against Bauer could be interesting at 4,400. I do like Joey Votto in Great American Small Park against Jameson Taillon at 44. Taillon's been good. I respect the crap out of him. But lefties do hit 346. Righties 260. Lefties 346 off Taillon. So Joey V at 44 could be in play. Jose Abreu at 43 if you're fading Gossman. Definitely worth the look. Carlos Santana's been swinging it well. He's 42 versus Brandon McCarthy. Lefty's 351. Righty's 356 against McCarthy. So you can definitely pick on him if you choose. So Santana at 42 is a good starting point. One that sucks because his price point's up to $4,100 now is Tyler Austin, first baseman for the Yankees. Hits lefties really, really well. He's $4,100 against Cole Hamels. Many might not own him because of that price tag, so he is in play for you there. The Yankees team total is 5.15. It's just behind the Astros. Again, lefties 312, but righties 362 off Cole Hamels. They've been hitting him really well this year, And again, he's struggling at home. So Tyler Austin, price has gone up. Still a solid play. Josh Bell in Great American Small Park against Matt Harvey at 41 is worth a look as well. So it's low 4K range. You can find some definite pieces of the pie here for you. You know, Mitchie two bags at 4K. But Jose Martinez, like him quite a bit at 4,009 against Jason Hamels. Hamels is bad. The Cardinals have the third highest total, just above 5. Lefties 464, righties 361 versus Jason Hamels. So Jose Martinez at 4K and the Cardinals, just like last night, could be in play for you yet again. A little farther down you go, Joey Gallo went ding-dong off Tanaka as expected. First base outfield, $3,900. You can go that direction. Matt Olson's $3,800 versus Leak. We do like that. A's team total is 4.7. Lefties 434, righties 419 off Leak. So Matt Olson at only $3,800 is kind of a steal in that one. Not going to sugarcoat it. Another one I do love, mentioned him yesterday. And what did he do for you? Just 33 points, 3 for 5, 2 homers, 3 runs scored, 2 ribbies. Mark Reynolds, $3,700 facing a lefty yet again. Get ready to tee it off. Lefties 260, righties 419 off Eric Lauer. So Mark Reynolds, $3,700. Rake it up, first base, third base eligible. Don't hate that at all. A little farther down, it definitely gets a little more dicey. Like a Ryan Healy at 36, probably not running to play that tonight. Albert Pujols at 34 against J.A. Happ, maybe. Trumbo, he went a Trumbomb last night. He's 34 versus Shields. Yuli Gurriel's one I don't mind at 3,400. Does hit lefties well. 10 points his last time out overall. Not really impressing the world, but he's just not hitting with a lot of power yet, but it's a good spot for him at 3,400. Yonder Alonso against Chatwood at 33. I don't hate that at all. If you are targeting Chatwood, where'd you go? Lefties 377, righties 328. So Yonder at 33 definitely gives you some savings. Another guy to look at is G-Man Choice. First base outfield eligible for Milwaukee. Left-handed bat with some power in his swing. Going up against Matt Cook, who is just horrible. So Choi at 33 could definitely give you some savings. Maybe more so at the outfield, but definitely gives you an option here. And then Max Muncy keeps getting playing time. Went deep yesterday. First base, third base eligible at 33 as well. So there's a couple cheapies down here you can definitely get some value with. If you're looking to pay up for pitching, we've already found value at catcher and at first base, and I think you'll find more. It's a 15-game slate, so you're going to find a lot out there. So you don't have to go super cheap if you don't want to at pitching, if you're comfortable with the gambling. Second base, Ozzie Albies at 53 is always in play. Jose Altuve, as much as he has struggled, he does hit lefties well, and you're getting him at $700 cheaper than Albies at 4,600. Cesar Hernandez at 45, Scooter Gennett at 44, all phenomenal looks, but you go down to a guy like Jed Lowry at 42 or Gleyber Torres, double donged on Monday for 32 points. He's hitting 317 on the year with 6 homers, a 954 OPS, and he's $4,100 versus Cole Hamels. Someone definitely to keep in mind for you there as his ownership will slowly climb up that ladder. After Mr. Torres, you got some Yoan Moncada at 4K versus Gossman. Not a horrible play there at all. Brian Dozier continues to struggle, but gets another lefty in Boyd at 4K. Jonathan Scope at 39 continues to hit the ball really, really well, so don't sleep on him versus Big Game James. That's a nice value at 39. Johnny VR at 36 versus Cook. I mention it every time Cook pitches, and he finally blew up last time. He's not good, folks. Not good. So, Milwaukee, you're getting discounts around there. Definitely in play. Keep them in mind. The farther down you go, if you want to discount Benny Zobrist, second base outfield, 35 versus Bauer. Don't hate it. Matt Carpenter is starting to heat up, which kills me to say because I've been just roasting him. And I was been right until about the last week. He's second base, third base eligible. He went deep yesterday. He has four straight games of 10 or more points. 5 of his last 6, he has 10 or more points. He's $3,400 versus Jason Hamels. Hamels is horrible. If you want to go back to Carpenter at second base, third base for 34, I don't hate it. It is definite value at that position. You almost got to ride it until that price comes up because if he keeps hitting, he ain't going to be that cheap much longer. So keep an eye on him. Like a Chris Owings, second base outfield at 32 if you want some discount. Daniel Descalso, second base, third base at 31 versus Chacin. If you are targeting Chacin, you want lefty, so that's a discount with Descalso if you're going that direction. Arugi Odor went deep yesterday. He's a GPP guy. You're hoping for that home run. He got one yesterday. He's 2,900 versus Herman. Not saying he's going to do it every day. Just he's in play if you need to go that direction. Other than that, there will be others that pop up. So check your lineups when the info comes out. Let's go over to third base. You got Jose Ramirez at 51 versus Chadwood. He is in play. It's just pricey and pricey. Arenado, Travis Shaw at 45. I like a ton. He went deep yesterday. Great spot again today versus Cook. Matt Chapman at 43 versus Leake's not bad at all. Moustakas at 41 is in play versus Weaver. Again, Jake Lamb versus Chacin. You want lefties versus Chacin. I like Chacin a lot because I mentioned all these Diamondback lefties, but they've been as a. If you think they wake up today, then yes. Most of them is because of their value. Jake Lamb has that power upside. But man, they're just so tilting. But hey, maybe they go off tonight. Who knows? They're priced to help you out if you need them. Eduardo Escobar switch hitting at 39 versus Boyd. Don't hate that at all. Again, Mark Reynolds mentioned that already. $3,700. Just put him in your lineup against the lefty. It's a good play. But at the same time, Alex Bregman is only 37 versus Suarez. It's a solid play as well. It does mash left-handed pitching, so he's a solid look there. Miguel Andujar is 3,600 with some power versus Cole Hamels. Could be a nice piece of the Yankees pie for you on that one. Colin Moran at 3,500 versus Matt Harvey could be a cheapie you could take a look at. Other than that, like Rafael Devers only $3,300. Max Muncy, $3,300. Both have big-time upside or zeros because Devers just very inconsistent right now. He's in that young guy funk, it seems like. Shortstop position. Obviously, I'm not going to mention everybody because we could do that on a 15-game slate. We'd be here for 4 hours. Shortstop, you got Machado at 55. He's in play every day. Lindor at 51, yes. Trey Turner, like him quite a bit at 48 versus Lauer. You go down farther, you got guys like Xander Bogaerts not looking to target free a ton. But Carlos Correa is only $4,200. He's like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... eighth shortstop down the list. $4,200 for Suarez. That's a great play with that price point. I don't know how his price slipped that far. That's outstanding. Marcus Semien at 4K. He's hitting righties and lefties right now, so don't sleep on him. I mentioned Escobar at $3,900. You go down a little more. Yeah, guys like Timmy Anderson at 33 for some savings if you want to go there. Brandon Crawford at 32 if you're punting. Jerickson Profar is only 32 versus Hermann. He's hitting the middle of that Texas order, so I don't hate that at all. If you don't even farther, if Max Moroff starting, especially leading off, he's 31 versus Harvey. Miguel Rojas all the way up to $3,100. That's a sad day. Pour one out for our homie. He's over 3K. That's a sad, sad day. Let's go to the outfield and wrap her up. You got Betts at 6K. 6K for Mookie Betts in Tampa Bay. This is just crazy. He's worth it. He's worth every penny. But, man, you usually only see 6K guys when they're in Coors Field. 6K in Tampa Bay, a pitcher's ballpark. One of the best pitcher's ballparks in baseball. My God. And Farias, no scrub. $6,000. Holy crap. You got Aaron Judge at 54 versus Hamels. That's definitely in play for you. Harper went ding-dong last night. Maybe he's waking up at 53. Trout, JD Martinez, all good plays. Stanton, the works. You go down below 5K, though. You got guys like Springer at 49 versus Suarez. Like him a bunch. Benintendi's been heating up. You got Justin Upton at 46 versus a lefty. I like that. Tommy Pham at 46. Let us down yesterday. I go right back to the well. The guy is too good. Too good at that price point against Jason Hamill. That's a really good play. Inciarte at 45, not horrible. Michael Brantley at 44 is a nice play versus Chatwood. He'll get overlooked as many won't want to go to Wrigley, I don't think. But I could be wrong. A lot are going to want to tout Gregory Polanco at 44 versus Harvey. I get it. Great American Small Park. Polanco's tilting. So is Harvey. But GPPs, I can get behind it. Christian Yelich at 44, I like quite a bit versus Matt Cook. You can definitely enjoy that one. Same with Lorenzo Cain at 43. You go down the list a little more. Aaron Hicks at 41. We actually prefer him more versus lefties than righties. He went deep yesterday. I love him at $3,800. 18 points. He's averaging 12 points his last 10. His last few, 18, 19, 21, 11, 12, 16. So that's six straight games, folks. Six straight double-digit games. He's $4,100, and he hits lefties much better than righties, so keep him on your radar. The farther down you look, Ian Happ is heating up. He's 4K for your GPP needs. Teoscar Hernandez, yeah, but Joey Gallo at 39, I could definitely see that one being worth a look. Corey Dickerson at 39 versus Matt Harvey, I can get behind that as well. Dustin Fowler leading off for the A's at $3,900. Like that a lot if he's leading off. They've been juggling him around the last couple days. He's been leading off, and that's where he should be. If he's there at 39, really good play versus Mike Leake. He could have some big-time upside for you in that one. Nomar Mazara at 38. Scotty Schebler at 38. Both decent GPP plays there. Travis Jankowski, if you're not using Helixson at 37, leading off, stealing bags. Don't hate it. You want more power guys, but Jankowski could get some points the other ways. Chu at 36. I like Tyler O'Neill again. I loved him yesterday. He's homered in back-to-back games. The kid's a freak. He's $3,600 versus Jason Hamill. Solid play for you there at that price point. Holy bad pricing, Batman. Okay, he's averaging 5 points his last 10 games. Yes, he's slumping. I get it. But Rhys Hoskins is $3,600 versus Brandon McCarthy. That's one of those free squares. You know, if you get a zero, you get a zero. But holy crap. In Citizens Bank Park in Philly against Brandon McCarthy at $3,600, Rhys Hoskins, everybody. Wow. Okay, keep him in mind. Not saying you have to use him, but that's hard not to use him. Wow. Okay, we go on. I have to bring myself together here. That one, missed that one last night. Holy crap. Yeah. Delino DeShields at 34 could be in play for you if you're looking for a guy with steals upside in his matchup. David Peralta leading off at 34 versus Chacin as a go at it there. You go down farther. You know, I always we mentioned the slack shot yesterday. Max Kepler's hitting the ball really well, so he's been in play a lot. But G-Man Choi, $3,300 again, first base outfield eligible from Milwaukee. Decent punt if he's in the lineup. A couple others you can look at. And we'll mention these again. Join us in the Slack chat. These guys are a lot of good conversations, a lot of names getting brought up. Matt Joyce, $3,200 is a good option for you there. Hitting second in that Oakland A's lineup. There'll be more and more and more. You know, the one, the only, Juan Soto will be down here. He's $2,900 just like he was yesterday. Against Lauer, he crushes lefties. We broke it down in the Slack chat. Crushes lefties. And his ownership was really low yesterday. I doubt it'll be as low today. But we'll check lineups for all the other value you can get out there, different spots in the lineups. We'll break it down. I'll try to tweet some stuff, but the guys are breaking it down in the Slack chat. So come check it out. If you want to get in, just ask. We'll give you an invite. It's free. Come join us. The party is there. But that'll do it for your quick hits. Let's recap your pitching real quick. Up top, you got Cole 1, Sale 2. In the middle, you got Richards 1, Cahill 2, Gossman 3, Weaver 4, Hellickson 5. Down below, you got Caleb Smith 1, Chacin 2, James Shields 3. Let's go over the BVP on the slate. Corey Spangenberg, 6 for 10, 3 doubles, and a triple versus Jeremy Hellickson. Hellickson has not given up a home run to anybody in this Padres lineup. That is impressive. And they have a lot of good lefties. You have Spangenberg's okay. You got Francis Cordero, Hosmer, Jankowski, Rafi Lopez. You got Franmil Reyes. There's lefties in that lineup to do some thump, and they got none so far. Impressive. You get on farther. Inciarte 8 for 21 versus Velasquez. Marquez 6 for 16. Albies is taking as well. Young Camargo's taking it deep as well. Justin Upton 4 for 8. Triple and 2 homers off of Hap. Cozart, Marte have homered off of Hap. Young twice. Calhoun twice. Kinsler twice. Edelton Simmons, Pujols, all taking J.A. Hap deep. They've had some success for J.A. Hap. Jose Peraza, 8 for 13, 2 doubles, and 2 stolen bases off the tie-on. Billy Hamilton, 7 for 20, with a double, a triple, 2 home runs, and 3 stolen bases off a tie-on. Duvall's taken him deep twice. The Reds have had some success for Jameson Taillon if you're looking for some pivot action. You go down farther. Wilson Ramos, I mentioned him earlier. He's hitting 308 lifetime versus Sale, 4 for 13, a double, and 2 home runs. So $3,100, very contrarian. Doesn't work every time, but when it does, that's a beautiful thing. The Brewers have seen Matt Cook once this year. They blew him up. That was the start he blew up recently. Travis Shaw, Domingo Santana, Tyler Saldino, Christian Yelich all took him deep. All. So something to keep in mind in that one. As you go a little farther, you go down a little farther, and you got guys like Goldschmidt, 6 for 21, 2 doubles and a homer off Chacin, but Goldie's just been an absolute funk. Giancarlo, hitting only 255 versus Hamels, but 13 for 51, 3 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs. So he's seen him quite a bit, done some damage against him. The Orioles versus Big Game James, Machado twice, Peterson once, Davis 3 times, Jones once. Davis won't be playing, though. So there are some guys that have success, but you can see that in pretty much anybody versus Big Game James. Brian Dozier, 13 for 30 lifetime, with 3 doubles and 3 homers off Matt Boyd. Grossman and Escobar taking Boyd deep twice. Brandon Belt 4 for 16 with 3 doubles and a homer off Garrett Cole. It's only a 250 average, but all 4 hits are extra bases. It's also a different Garrett Cole this year, so keep that in mind. Justin Turner 8 for 15, 2 doubles versus Chad Bettis. Jonathan Lucroy, 20 for 41. It's a .488 average and a good sample size. Three doubles, two homers off Matt Leek. He's a good, you know, low 3K guy. Chapman and Chris Davis have taken Leek as well. Chris Davis won't be playing. Kyle Seager, 5 for 10, two doubles, two homers off Cahill. So a lot to go around on this slate. Your high totals so far, Astros, Yankees, Cardinals, Twins, Pirates, Nationals are the ones you're really, those are your top six on the slate. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 at over 4.5 and ones at 4.47. So 10 at 4.5 or above. So there's a lot to look at tonight. You can differentiate quite a bit. I like the A's a lot versus Mike Leek. But there's a lot of ways you can go. The Twins versus Boyd. Cardinals are in a great spot again. Yankees, of course. The Nats versus Lauer. Pirates. Lots and lots of ways to go. So go check us out on thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. I'm at BD Intrick with your questions. Hit me up on Twitter or join us in the Slack chat where there's other guys to help. If I'm busy, I got a job during the day too. So there's other stuff going on. There's other people there to ask questions and get answers. So check us out there. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast is out. Go check that out. Previewing the Fort Worth Invitational. Really good info there. Bench with Bubba, episode 95 with Batflip Crazy. Really, really informative stuff. Talking X stats and Statcast, breaking down some players. Lots of good stuff from good old Batflip Crazy. So go check that out. Much more coming up this week on thesportsdegens.com. So check us out. Go check out Draft in your app store, draft.com. Promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. But good luck on your 15-game slate today, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your May 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.